Hello everyone and welcome to another podcast at Equity Manager. Now in this podcast, what we will want to analyze is the impact of this current escalation which is happening or happened today in the Israel-Iran conflict. See, currently there are two scenarios which are playing out in the markets. Number one is that if you saw when the last escalation also happened between India and Pakistan, markets took it a little bit in the stride, and the previous escalation, which was in April, which was around the tariff wars, market reacted severely down, but again it was bought up very strong once the slightest hint came that this escalation is dying down. So what we have to understand is that there is certain amount of liquidity that is flowing into the market. Agar aap currently bhi dekhein, to stocks are not cheap by far. You look at any segment, you will find it very difficult to find stocks which are undervalued. Overall, our market has also come back to almost 25,000 Nifty, which is hardly 5% away or so from the all-time high. But investors, on the other hand, dekh ke ye bhi wonder kar rahe hai ki that what is the reason for this rise? Economy is not showing so much strength. Our GDP is growing, but you know, India's GDP is not actually growing at the expected level. GDP growth numbers were reduced. At the same time, global scenario, the US is also indicating recession and a slowdown. And Ukraine-Russia war khatam hua nahi, or wars have increased. So then what is the reason for these markets to go up? The first thing is that if you look back, there was severe correction, which was overplayed. But most important kya hai, agar aap ye dekhiye, that domestic flows of money is very high. SIP ke jo money hai, that is hitting record highs. So which basically means that there is enough money waiting on the sides to come in. Domestic institutional investors have been supporting, even to some extent foreign institutional investors have also come back. So the scenario over last 6 months, agar aap dekhe, 6 to 8 months, kaise play out hai, bada simple hai. September, October tak we hit peak high. Too much money started chasing. Valuations became expensive. Smart money started booking profits. Smart money, large players. Retail, of course, got trapped. September se October se correction start hua. Profit booking start hui. FIIs started selling huge. So they took out money in large quantities. Until March, April, when they started seeing that the valuations have started becoming cheaper relatively, especially in large caps and select mid caps. So if I give you an example of, let's say, Reliance, where was it? It went down to almost 1,000 rupees. And where is it now? Almost 1,400 plus, which is per se 30% to bada from the bottom, of course. So which is a big jump in for a large cap. So when they started seeing that the valuations have become attractive, money started getting deployed. Now, what happened from then on is interest rates have started getting cut. So big announcement we have to analyze from RBI. Couple of weeks back was the interest rates got cut, which means that the rate at which people can borrow money as well as banks can borrow money has reduced. So your, you know, EMIs will come down, in home loan rates, car loans, whatever sort of loans, business loans, rates will come down. Banks will probably have more money to lend out. So more money will get into the system. When this happens, corporates who want to do expansion, companies who are sitting on expansion plans will borrow money and start doing more expansion. So clearly, what does it start showing? It starts showing an indicator of growth. Actual growth may or may not come, but this will start showing up as an indicator. And very important point, what happened during the budget, if you remember, the budget had given better tax breaks, you know, improve the track tax slabs so that people will have more money in hand after paying their tax. Their taxable income would actually, you know, in a way reduce, and they will have more tax, post-tax money in hand money to spend. And that will start kab se? April. So April, May, June, 3 months ho gaye already. So people will have more money to spend. So agar aap ye dekhiye, more money in hand, better interest rates for people to borrow and corporates to borrow. So logically speaking, the demand should get, you know, improved, or there should be a growth in terms of numbers, consumer spending and corporate spending should happen. So very smartly, this is happening, and around the world also money printing or money in the system is growing. This is what similarly what we saw in 2020-2021 scenario. Agar aap dekhe to aise hi hua tha. The only dampener over here currently is the geopolitical tensions and oil price rising, jo abhi ho raha hai aur pata nahi kab tak hoga. Lekin with the amount of money that is sitting in sidelines waiting to enter, and the SIP flows hamare jo chal rahe hain aur jo domestic institutions mein, yani DIIs ke paas jo paisa hai, jo people are giving thinking more maturely for long term, chances are low that you know you may see some sort of a severe prolonged correction. Any sort of correction is getting bought over. So ye scenario play out ho raha hai currently. Liquidity jise bolte hain system mein, wo high hai aur improve ho rahi hai. So liquidity jab system mein zyada rehti hai to paisa deploy to karna hota hai na. When somebody has the money sitting, what will they do? They will have to deploy it in what sort of avenues, kahan kar sakte hain? Thoda real estate mein ja sakta hai, gold mein ja sakta hai, equity, but attracts more money. Currently, there are not much avenues for people to grow their money, right? So this is how it is. Inflation is also showing signs of come down, the data that is coming. So, or at least stabilizing to a certain level. So in scenario, mein, this is the reason if agar hum samjhe ki, are, the world is unstable, economy mein koi major growth to dikh nahi rahi abhi, ya koi signs to aaya nahi, to what is the reason for this, stock prices to come back? So, and not showing signs of prolonged correction. So this is how it is. So keep an eye on this, is factor ko aap samjhiye and understand kariye that liquidity also plays a major role. All the time, macro factors ya fir, economic factors only in terms of growth numbers in balance sheets of companies, har samay wo nahi hota hai, but keep an eye for companies that are growing fast. So, उसके लिए आपको क्वार्टरली रिजल्ट्स ज़रूर स्टडी करना चाहिए और मैनेजमेंट की गाइडेंस जरूर देखनी चाहिए. इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट ये है दैट व्हाट इज़ द गाइडेंस द कंपनी इज गिविंग एंड आर दे बैकिंग इट अप विद नंबर्स, राइट? सेक्टर्स जिसमें टेलविंड्स, यानी सेक्टर जहाँ पे कि गवर्नमेंट का सपोर्ट या कंज्यूमर डिमांड हाई आ सकती है, उन सेक्टर्स में फोकस ज़्यादा रहेगा, स्पेशली इन टर्म्स ऑफ डोमेस्टिक कंजम्पशन अगर हम बात करें तो. प्योरली एक्सपोर्ट ओरिएंटेड जो सेक्टर्स हैं वहाँ पे अभी क्वेश्चन मार्क रहेगा, बिकॉज ग्लोबली सिचुएशंस आर नॉट गुड. एंड सो टेक अ कॉल बेस्ड ऑन दैट. आप ये समझिए, अंडरस्टैंड करिए और अपने इन्वेस्टमेंट डिसीजंस को उस हिसाब से ठीक तरह रूट करिए. होप दिस हेल्प्स एंड टिल द नेक्स्ट एडिशन ऑफ पॉडकास्ट, स्टे सेफ, डू द राइट थिंग, मेक वाइज डिसीजंस, एंड वी विल ट्राई टू ब्रिंग टू यू मोर मार्केट कॉमेंट्री and analysis which helps you do the same. Thank you.